Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, the satanic Eddie Haskell that is Texas Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst is going to be exposed coming up in the next segment. We got Bob Barr, who has shown in his history that he's not a psychopathic former CIA agent, and is fighting with Liberty Guard against the TSA total abolition of Liberty they're rolling out. He'll be joining us to break down the latest TSA developments, because the TSA, as I've been telling you for years, it's a total takeover of all society. Now it's not just me telling you from government documents, they're doing it. High school proms, highways, malls, telescreens. I was last night, I was telling the foreign news crew that was here, and I was telling the cops up at the Capitol, I was saying, you know, at 9,000 locations, they're putting in telescreens saying, watch your neighbors. And the cops were like, come on, Alex. No, they're not. See, people can't believe this stuff because it's so crazy. I understand. But not only do I have Dewhurst's background and his behavior and all his other backstabbing and land grabbing, I've been around him repeatedly at the Capitol. And you know these people that you meet them, you look at them, and it's like, man, that is, you know, just a one creepy-looking, creepy-acting person. Ever run into people a book doesn't always match its cover. The cover of a book doesn't always tell you what's going on inside of it. I don't normally judge people off that. But when you get the willies around somebody, you better. I got the willies around Janet Reno. I've gotten willies around other globalists. But I've gotten a really bad case of willies around Dewhurst. And I'm just sick of these scumbags and all their treachery. See, this is why we got him. Secretly working with the Obama administration to kill this bill. And the will of Texas and common sense and the law. And not wanting people to know. It's going to haunt you forever, Dewhurst. I know you got the electronic voting machines going in almost everywhere, so who knows, but there's a good chance that he's going to crash and burn, because if his poll numbers get low enough when he runs for U.S. Senate, they won't even fund him because they know it's too obvious. They only like to steal close elections is what I've been able to break down. Now, here's the other news I want to cover after I finish up with the whole Dewhurst situation. And open the phones up specifically if you were at the storming of the Texas Capitol. Media called it storming it. No, we went in there and went to the stupid checkpoint that wasn't there 6 months ago. And then we got in their face and preached at these people. And I'd walk in, and like at first the lobbyists are lining the halls, and they'd be laughing at me and giggling. And they're all these metrosexual-looking men. And I'm not judging them on their sexuality. I'm saying they're all coiffed and oiled and, you know, they've got the pedicures or whatever, and they're just all have that same giggling, snickering, demonic frat boy behavior. And I would just say, listen, cockroach, it isn't funny my kids getting groped by the government. It isn't funny having a federal goon force rolling out on the highways of America. It isn't funny the $27 trillion stolen. Don't you laugh at me. You understand? I'm done. I mean, even Jesus Christ, who was a meek and mild person, got angry with the money changers and went in there and overturned the tables and beat them upside the head with a whip. Now, I didn't do that. I'm not calling for that. But the point is, when you get around these scum and they're giggling and they're snickering, believe me, they weren't laughing after I was done. And only one state police guy, a sergeant, ran up and started trying to give me an eye. And I said, do whatever you want. I'm not going to continue to live in fear with all this crud. Okay? I'm gonna rebuke this scum one way or the other. Now get out of my face. And later he was falling around smiling and we shook hands and stuff. But the point is that we have to teach them that we're not their slaves, okay? Now, if you want to be an American, this is what it's all about. If you want to be a free person, it's what it's all about. If you want to be red-blooded, it's what it's all about. Okay? If this is alien to you, the way I act, the way I behave, it's because you've had your common sense driven out of you. You understand that? David Dewhurst needs to be stopped. We'll be right back. It could never happen in America, but it's happening right now. Gas prices are exploding past the incomes of millions of families. As gas prices and crop failures push high food costs, you can still get the best food on the planet from eFoodsDirect.com. Demand for food is high, but eFoods Direct has plenty of radiation-free food to meet your needs. With our new triple production capacity, you will get the fastest shipments of food in the country to help you get the most food possible. When you order three of any qualified pack, you will get the fourth one absolutely free. That's the buy three, get the fourth free food special. Your immediate order will not only freeze the present low food prices, but also guarantee your food availability. Folks, I'm telling you, it is the smart move to go to eFoods Direct right now and buy three of any qualified item and receive the fourth one free. Get the most for your food dollar by calling 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
They helped to create a new world order. We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Economists, politicians, and even the average citizen can agree we may only be days or weeks away from the next terrible event that could literally change the face of life as we know it. Learn the secrets of the world's top survival and preparedness experts at the DFW Marriott in Dallas, Texas for the 2011 International Survival and Preparedness Conference on Memorial Day weekend, May 28th through 30th. Register at survivalist.com or toll free 866-437-6570 before time runs out. That's survivalist.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, the whole country is watching Texas. It's all over the national news. The federal government threatening a no-fly zone, federal blockade of all air traffic in and out of Texas. If the state of Texas dare challenge the domestic security force of the TSA, now groping at high school proms, rolling out at checkpoints on highways, federalizing local police, this is a key fight. And the lieutenant governor of Texas, after Reconstruction, Texas changed the law where the lieutenant governor, the leader of the Senate, is really the governor. He has more powers than the governor. And breaking this down, he controls the committees. He's the ex facto member of several statutory bodies, including the Legislative Budget Board, Legislative Council. And Dewhurst is caught red-handed, multiple state senators on record, not wanting it to be public, saying that he supported the anti-TSA groping bill, but behind the scenes with the Department of Justice lobbyists, threatening and killing it. It passed unanimously, 138 in the House. They had 30 of 31 votes in the Senate. And Dewhurst killed it and then came out and said he supported it. This is a operative. Now, I went over some of his history. We were getting to the Dewhurst is the creature of the federal government, having worked as a CIA agent and also served in the U.S. Department of State. He was also the director of the State Task Force on Homeland Security. That's the federalization of the state. During his tenure in the CIA in the early 1970s, Dewhurst helped the U.S. government violently overthrow democratically elected regimes in South America. to plunder their oil and other resources, including the coup that helped neo-Nazi Bolivian General Hugo Banazir Suraz, I'm pronouncing that right, come to power. Banazir was aided by the notorious Nazi Klaus Barbie, who they declassified was working for the CIA, the Butcher of Lyon, who escaped France after the end of World War II to enter Bolivia. Barbie, an expert in cruel and inhumane forms of torture for the purpose of interrogation, was a key CIA liaison throughout the years Dewhurst served in South America. When the Austin Chronicle asked Dewhurst whether he had enjoyed a drink with the Butcher of Lyon at the U.S. Embassy bar, he responded, "I never comment on intelligence matters." So in Dewhurst, we basically have a man who helped neo-Nazis as well as Nazi torture experts overthrow legitimate governments in the 70s, now helping the Obama administration overthrow America in 2011 by protecting an army of TSA thugs who are being used to completely demolish constitutional rights. Following the recent raid on Osama bin Laden's alleged compound, Dewhurst hinted that he's still moved very much within spook circles when he stated, "I can't go into details, but the capabilities the United States has developed over the years is nothing short of breathtaking. Little is known about Dewhurst. His life story is an impenetrable fog of obfuscation punctuated with tantalizing facts," reports the Texas Observer. "The secrecy has extended from his military record to his sources of wealth and to his current financial conflicts. He has repeatedly gotten into trouble with the Texas Ethics Commission for overly vague financial filings, state elected officials are required to either disclose their finances or put all their assets in a blind trust. Until 2008, Dewhurst declined to do either, putting his money in a non-blind trust and declining to release information about it. During his campaign for lieutenant governor in 2001, Dewhurst ran an ad featuring a German Luftwaffe officer standing in front of the American flag, somewhat appropriate given the fact that Dewhurst obviously believes Americans should be forced to show their papers at checkpoints manned by TSA goons who are popping up all over the country, just like in Nazi Germany, where people were also forced to endure checkpoints and strip searches." So there you have it. Headlines, ex-CIA spook Dewhurst sabotages we need to call Watson or Kurt. I think we should change the headline. Ex-CIA spook Dewhurst sabotaged anti-groping bill for Obama administration. It says anti-TSA. On the headline on InfoWars is Republican Lieutenant Governor killed TSA bill for Obama. So there you have it. This secretive, lifelong black operator running the state of Texas as lieutenant governor with his Nancy boy, Rick Perry. And I've had enough. I've had enough of it. Now, continuing here, speaking of Rick Perry, remember Rick Perry just last week? Putting on his, well, I guess he is actually from West Texas. He didn't put on a fake accent like Bush did. But going, "Well, you know, I tell you, I'm not going to run for president. Texas has got too much needs to be done. And these rumors about me doing it are just unfounded. I pledge. That's not going to happen." Well, he's got the fed-up presidential book. He was being booed everywhere 2.5 years ago by the Realty Party. So suddenly he said, "I hunt coyotes in Austin when I'm jogging. I think we ought to secede, but I'm just joking. I'm against the New World Order." Rick Perry has repeatedly said he won't run for president in 2012, but there are signs he might not stick to that pledge. In a press conference, the Texas governor notably declined to rule out a White House bid, flip-flopping from last week, amid calls from Rush Limbaugh and others that he should enter the 2012 race. Meanwhile, his top strategist acknowledged to the Texas Tribune that Perry is indeed thinking about a bid for the GOP nomination, though he insists his boss is far from actually entering the race. The development comes on the heels of a report last week that suggested Perry, who got into business with Karl Rove, that was his first, Karl Rove's first client was actually Perry, is waiting to be summoned in the 2012 presidential race. But it's unclear how much momentum the Texas governor actually has in the GOP primary. As the ticket noted yesterday, there's been an uptick in those floating Perry for the GOP nod in the wake of Mitch Daniels' decision to bypass the race. And it goes on. They got another puppet. They'd probably end up running together. That was the intel I was given a year ago. Palin near top of reshaped GOP field, and she's getting ready to announce. Then they'll run against each other in a staged event like Hillary and Obama. This is in the cards. And then she'll be vice president, he'll be president, and it's a done deal. They're going to win. the woman and then the pretty boy, and it's all over. Here's another one. Is Sarah Palin preparing a presidential run? So that's just some of the news that we've got on that front. But I just want to say it again. Incredible job to everybody. The TSA is in deep trouble. Their rollout nationwide, you know, a federal judge ordered them into the high schools to commence groping as part of our rights. He said we have a right to be properly groped. This is a total conversion where all public places are going to have body scanners, metal detectors, bare minimum, checkpoints. And we've got to fight this. And the same thing's being put in Europe. This is the surveillance grid, the illegal wiretapping, all of it. And notice now they're going, yeah, all your cell phones are listening to you. Yeah, your cell phones are tracking you under federal regulations. Yeah, we are listening to you. Yeah, there are secret police. Yeah, we are doing this. Meanwhile, they try to use national security to hide how many trillions have been stolen by foreign banks. There's more news on that front today. But let me get into this first. Now, again, the media is acting like this is a secret, and now, because the senator is being honest, that it's some new revelation. They're just getting ready to use this more publicly in court with illegally obtained information or frame-ups, so now they've got to admit they're doing it. That's all that's happening. It's in place. They've been tracking. Now they know that the depression is about to fully go into effect, and so they're letting everybody know. Here's Wired Magazine. There's a secret Patriot Act, Senator says. You'd think you understand how the Patriot Act allows the government to spy on its citizens. Senator Ron Wayden says it's worse than you know. Congress is set to reauthorize three controversial provisions of the surveillance law as early as Thursday. Wayden, Democrat of Oregon, says the powers they grant the government on their face, the government applies to a far broader legal interpretation, an interpretation that the government has conveniently classified so it cannot be publicly assessed or challenged. But one prominent Patriot Act watcher asserts that the secret interpretation empowers the government to deploy, quote, dragnets for massive amounts of information on private citizens. The government portrays the data collectors and efforts much differently. And here's Kurt Nemo's article breaking it down. Oregon senator reveals secret government surveillance grid. Let me explain something again. Telecommunications Act. 96, gave them 5 years under law, but it violates all the other laws, so it's null and void, to have the spy chips, the kill switches, the tracker chips in all the new major electronics communication systems, computers, cell phones, smartphones, all of it. I told you then, I said the phone companies aren't tapped, whole floors are NSA, and then a decade later, it came out, oh, yeah, whole floors of AT&T, other telecommunications, they call them secret rooms, it's secret floors, it's all wired in. And people came out and blew the whistle about that. And so now they're trying to reauthorize the Patriot Act yet again and expand even more things into it. And none of this has anything to do with protecting us from terrorists. It turns out the NSA picked up all the 9/11 chatter on record. And when there are people listening to the transmissions and reading the transcripts, because that's mainly what it is, they don't even listen to the tapes, it's transcripts of it, like Sybil Evans and others, heard the plans to attack, they were under the command, quote, of the CIA. And she said they were running white slaves. That's what many other experts have come out and said. Drugs, money laundering, terrorists. Well, of course, these guys are, but because they're clean cut and wearing well-tailored suits and talk with Texas accents, a lot of them, or New York accents, you know, the accent of your area, and because people have the image of mafia only being Colombians or Italians, the Italians were blackmailing J. Edgar Hoover. That's now been confirmed. It was known for decades, but now confirmed with some of the things he was into. And that's why he's testified to Congress. There's no such thing as organized crime. It's a conspiracy theory. Now, 60 years later, that's asinine. I mean, you laugh at that. There's no such thing as organized crime. And finally, they went ahead and cracked down on the Italians. They said, you're gonna blackmail us? We'll go ahead and run stings against you. But the larger mafia, there's a WASP mafia, there's a Dixie mafia, there's the Jewish mafia. There's Irish mafia, German mafia's big in Texas. I mean, they're the real mafias.
It is well known that protein nutrition is a key to optimum blood sugar levels. But to benefit at all from protein, your body must first be able to break down protein into amino acids. Once amino acids are liberated from proteins, your body uses them to make brain chemicals that make you feel alert and peaceful at the same time. Your pancreas uses them to regulate blood sugar and insulin. People are waking up and doing an about-face when it comes to nutrition. They are learning that a high-carbohydrate diet may encourage obesity and diabetes. They are now emphasizing proteins more to compensate. One protein source that is more easily broken down into amino acids is non-denatured whey protein. For better blood sugar and better weight, give One World Whey a try. One World Whey is the most powerful whey protein food on the market. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Food prices are spiraling out of control. In order to survive, you will soon need to produce some or all of your own food in your backyard or small farm. Many years ago, sought-after radio guest Marjorie Wildcraft and her family began working to find the easiest ways to grow food for the crisis we are now facing. Marjorie created a video that is the fastest way to learn how to grow food. You'll learn the most efficient gardening methods, myths and truths of orchards and edible landscaping, effective predator protection, and even home butchering. Everyone is talking about Marjorie's DVD, and it's highly recommended by Jim Rawls, Jack Spurko, and Bountiful Gardens. Read her free reports on how to have a green thumb, making free fertilizer, and answers the question, do you need a gun to garden? If you want the security, savings, and freedom of food self-reliance, buy Marjorie's DVD and get the free reports at backyardfoodproduction.com. Again, that's backyardfoodproduction.com.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. The earthquake, tsunami, and nuclear disaster that killed thousands of Japanese citizens is nothing compared to the devastation that could be caused by hyperinflation that will soon hit the United States and could lead to millions of Americans becoming homeless, all caused by the devalued U.S. dollar. While the mainstream media continues to ignore inflation, our friends at the National Inflation Association provide a free weekly newsletter that educates Americans of the facts and truth about the U.S. economy and inflation. I urge you to sign up at the NIA's free newsletter at www.inflation.us to learn how you can not only survive, but prosper during the upcoming hyperinflation crisis. Silver has more than doubled since the NIA declared silver the best investment for the next decade on inflation.us. The NIA's team of expert economists are happy to answer any economic questions you have about inflation, debt, currencies, real estate, precious metals, and commodities. Visit inflation.us to learn the economic truth that the mainstream media ignores. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about a product the drug companies don't want you to know about. It's called OsteoK. OsteoK is an osteoporosis supplement shown to decrease fractures 87% without any of the dangerous side effects of medications. Calcium and vitamin D only decrease fractures by 16%. OsteoK decreases fractures an astounding 87%. Friends, osteoporosis is a deadly disease. Research shows the most effective approach for protecting your bones is not a drug at all. It's OsteoK. Manufactured entirely in America, OsteoK is available without a prescription and comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee. Don't wait until it's too late, because if you have osteoporosis and fracture a hip, you have a 20% chance of dying within a year. I urge you to take charge of your health today. I cannot recommend this breakthrough product enough. Go to www.nbihealth.com or call 800-624-1416 right now. That's 800-624-1416. Start taking OsteoK. History is really pretty simple, and it proves the nature of power structures throughout time. There are always corrupt individuals that will try to eat your lunch. There are always people that will come in with excuses to enslave you because that's their nature. And things always get bad before the sleeping giant that is free humanity and liberty rises. Those of us that are disgusted by bullies, those of us that are disgusted by corruption, those of us that are disgusted by gangs of people picking on innocents. And it's time for us to stand up and stand together. I have a guest joining me for just 10 minutes in the next segment to break down some very important news, but then I'm going to open the phones up until the end of the hour. Then Bob Barr is only with us, former congressman, for 20 minutes, and I'll have open phones throughout the rest of that hour. But the first round of calls I take, I want to specifically only be, and then we'll open up for everybody else towards the end of the show, I want it to only specifically be folks that were down there at the Texas State Capitol yesterday to give us your view on what happened. I just want to say I'm proud of you. I appreciate you. You did an incredible job, and you were boisterous. You were focused. You were intense. The newspapers have confirmed that they had to even stop some of the voting and actions in the Senate because of our shouting, even though they blocked us from entering the chamber. The gallery above the chamber, that it completely took over the event. And now Lieutenant Governor in Texas, that's the real governor. The governor's the Lieutenant Governor. It's backwards. He's called a governor, but he's the Lieutenant Governor. Perry's the Lieutenant Governor. Dewhurst is the real governor. And, again, that's a post-Civil War thing to keep federal puppets out. And they've turned it around, and now I'm the Lieutenant Governor, a federal puppet. That's how tyranny works. His political star is falling like a bat out of Hades towards the ground right now. And that's good, because we're going to win this fight. It's not going to happen overnight. It's not going to happen in a single day. But just like the airline pilots last year just said, we're just going to stop flying. You're not going to stick your hand on our pants. The feds had to back off. And now Napolitano is partially beginning to back off, but into another control grid. Okay, we'll have Trusted Traveler. You'll enroll with us. We'll decide if you're allowed to fly. And then you just have a card, and then we face scan you to decide if you can get on the plane. And then, of course, they're going to keep the gropers there, and they're expanding the gropers to the streets. So it's a false way out. But the point is, they're accelerating that Trusted Traveler national ID card program right now because they understand this is an issue that makes liberals, conservatives, constitutionalists, libertarians, socialists, folks across the political spectrum angry. And it's a unifying event. They meant it to be our Waterloo, where they broke our will, conditioned us to submit to them. And that's why I've spent so much time on this whole TSA issue. Remember, people, middle of last year, before Drudge started picking up our articles every week, before it became a huge national point, I said, look, they're groping people. They're getting ready to roll out on the streets. Here's the documents. And then as it began to come out, it became a national issue for over a month, the number one issue in the country. It wasn't Lindsay Lohan. It wasn't some political distraction. It was the federal power grab. And now the Drudge Report, with the New York Times admitted last week, is the biggest news site in the world, does set the news agenda. Hard for the New York Times and others to have to admit that. Drudge, say what you want about him and his affiliation with the Republican Party in the past. Matt Drudge clearly doesn't like being groped by the TSA and cares about freedom, and as a human being at his base, he's always been anti-abortion, got fired from Fox because he wouldn't shut up about killing babies. And that's the litmus test right there. If you rationalize killing the unborn, and if you rationalize partial birth abortion, there's something fundamentally wrong with you. If you fundamentally are outraged by abortion, if it makes you sick, I mean, how can people be freaking out about these little toddlers and babies getting killed by these tornadoes? Once you have kids, it just gets so much more intense when you hear about children being killed or hurt. How can all these pro-abortion people get upset about 1-2-year-olds getting killed by tornadoes, but dehumanize those babies inside their mamas and say that that's not a human, and then go along with them being chopped up? You know, more than 20,000 babies a year get killed in this country that could be adopted. They're 100% viable. They can be delivered. But they don't even tell the mothers that. They don't tell them there's charities that will pay them between $50,000 and $100,000 to have the baby and to adopt it. Instead, they have the CPS hunting people who don't want to give their kids up to sell them for hundreds of thousands. There's no need for any of this. And Drudge is anti-abortion. He always has been. That's why. But we just appreciate him standing against the TSA.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Okay, if you were at the rally against tyranny, the storming of the Capitol, here's the Texas Tribune. Radio host storms Texas Capitol over TSA bill. Dallas Morning News, similar headlines, literally hundreds of papers. Massive effect. States all over the country following suit. Insider Dewhurst, we're going to put his number on screen, by the way, the lieutenant governor under Obama administration orders, as the neocon he is, butchered the bill and killed it in the Senate. And we'll put Dewhurst's number, again, up on screen for folks right now. His number is 512-463-0001. Again, that number, are we able to put that on screen? Because I saw it on screen out there during the break. Again, for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, you'll also be able to see it. It's David Dewhurst, Lieutenant Governor, P.O. Box 12068, Austin, Texas, 787-11-2068, 512-463-0001. Call, ask for his aide office, and tell him we're fully aware of what he's done. We'll let everybody know he works for Obama to destroy the sovereignty of the state of Texas. Okay, I want to hear from you if you were there at the rally yesterday. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9031. Now, let me hit some economic and food news here for the next 10, 15 minutes. Then we're going right to your calls. Then Bob Barr's coming on for just a segment. Then we're going to go back to your calls. Sales of foreclosed homes astronomically high in first quarter. Huge backlog of distressed properties means any housing recovery is a long way away. I thought we'd been out of the recession for 2 years. Everything's great. Stubborn jobless claims still keep on climbing higher. CNBC, but the government told me everything was great. Report, sales of foreclosed homes fell in first quarter because they can't even sell the foreclosed homes. Economy struggling to regain speed. Reuters. Stocks fall after dim U.S. report. Bond yields sink. Governments won't buy the dollar. Meanwhile, Oklahoma Senator Tom Coburn report shows taxpayer money spent on robots that fold laundry, shrimp on treadmills, and including women having Jell-O wrestling contest. But if you don't pay that income tax, the private Federal Reserve, they will take your house. If you resist, they will SWAT team you. You got to pay that money. You got to pay it all. So they can have Jell-O wrestling contest and shrimp on treadmills. There's actual video of the shrimp on the treadmills. So that's just some of the news here. Greece, the police clash with doctors who are having their pension funds grabbed. I've got more news here. All major corporate profits on average fall except for the banking industry as jobless claims up. So the banking parasites destroying everything. Continuing here, Fed gave bank crisis gains $80 billion secretive loans, so another $80 billion to foreign banks and domestic banks. Credit, Sussy Group, Goldman Sachs, Royal Bank of Scotland, it just goes on and on. So that's some of the news on that front. On the food front, I've got some very important news and information here. London Telegraph, U.S. food prices rise, steepest in decades. Here's another one. 20 signs a horrific global food crisis is coming. Economic collapse. I want to go over these. Hedge farm. Hedge funds buying up farms as doomsday food price scenario. New York Observer. There was one guy 4 or 5 years ago telling me all this was going to happen. And the reason I started getting Steve Shank on for these reports is because I bought storable foods from three other companies. They had MSG, crud in them, made in China, old. So I searched around and I found out, well, the J. Michael Stevens Group, that's the, a lot of people make claims that aren't true. They are the oldest. They are the biggest. They have the widest spectrum. Everything they have is clean food, non-GMO, non-hybrid, right here in America, except for the bananas because they won't really grow here. But that's not why he's on with us today to pitch their storable food to dfoodsdirect.com. I've asked him to start coming on every few weeks or so to give us a report because he has big, giant factories. I mean, he's the guy. Most of the places people buy food from, it came from him. And he's now tripled production on top of that, and he's buying food out a year before. Not meaning the food's a year old. The contracts are a year out for when he's going to buy it to lock in prices when he buys it fresh, and he's seeing it just skyrocket. So I wanted to get him on to break down this area of commodities. We look at gold, we look at silver, we look at oil, we look at everything else, but we also want to look at food. Steve, thank you for joining us today.
Alex, it's just a pleasure as usual, and all I got to say is go Texas. My gosh, I was just excited about what you did there with this TSA debacle. I don't know. I would love to see a bunch of other states declare their sovereignty and go after this. This is a big Achilles heel for the administration.
What do you think of David Dewhurst, the supposed Republican lieutenant governor we now learn secretly, this is all over Texas News, taking Obama orders to gut the bill and then saying he supported it publicly? This guy is just absolute scum.
Well, all I can say is he's a politician. When are they lying? When their lips are moving. You know, that type of thing. It's just, I look at what's being done, particularly, I focus in on everything connected with food. I look at what's going on with the fiasco of of cutting farmers out with no bank loans, shutting farmers down all across the country. We're getting word in now on a regular basis of farmers that are working with us to a certain extent, but they're just saying, hey, we can't even afford to plant the crops this year because we don't make enough to pay for the fuel at fuel prices the way they're being blown up. And that means food prices are going to actually, for the first time in 10 years, food prices are going to inflate faster than the fuel prices and make it impossible for millions of more families not to be able to afford food. It's just insane.
Well, how did you know? I mean, literally 4 or 5 years ago, those recordings are out there. You wrote articles about it. You said it was coming. I guess you knew because you're buying a year and a half out.
Yeah, absolutely. And the thing is that if you have your pulse on what's going on with food, you have to understand that we receive articles from several different sources constantly fed into us as to what's going on, but we're in touch. A lot of farmers are aware of what we do in terms of distributing, getting as many families prospered and fed in this country as we possibly can, and we get feedback from what's happening with them. We heard before it was announced on the news that they were cutting the irrigation water to California farmers because they couldn't prove that they had irrigation. They cut the irrigation water because of environmental reasons, and then the banks concluded that they weren't going to loan the farmers any money to plant unless they could prove that they had water.
And what they're doing is taking that prime development zone, and they did it in Southern Oregon and Northern California and other areas in the name of a fish that is not even indigenous to that particular reservoir, that mountain reservoir. Now, expanding on that, I remember thinking back 4.5 years ago, the reason you knew many years in advance of the food price increase, and you broke it down, was food commodity prices were already going up, but the major manufacturers were just adulterating or adding fillers and manipulating to try to keep things at a lower price, even though they'd gone up. But now they've shrunk the size of the packages. They've adulterated. Now that won't even work. I'm sure you've noticed, folks, everything's gotten smaller. I mean, look on the back of a cereal box. Instead of, 24 ounces, now it's 20. All of this is happening. But now, even with that, they're unable to hide the type of inflation. Steve, describe to folks who really don't know how big your factory is, just so they get an idea, or factories, and how many food packages you make. And what you're doing so they get an idea of how deep and how long you've been in this business, close to 4 decades, and so you can then break down for them what the real inflation is you're seeing at the master manufacturer level.
Well, very, very simply, Alex, what we have to do is you mentioned that we're buying raw materials out or contracting for them out a year ahead. We want to get out a little bit further than that, and the reason we do that is because we need to keep our processing facility where we combine the recipes on these new Nutriversa foods and get them packaged and pouched. We need to keep that running full bore. We are having a great deal of difficulty. We've put in about 4 new lines that are each capable of millions of pouches per month, just so that we can keep up with the demand that folks are laying on us, because they're believing and understanding. They're looking around and saying, hey, what's going on? We have to keep that facility running at full speed ahead, so that in between the times when people surge in their buying of foods, we can build up an inventory so that we can keep our shipping where it needs to be. This last punch after the Japanese earthquake, every food storage company, now we don't classify ourselves as that, but every food storage company was 8 to 10 weeks behind, and we let our people know that we had processed ahead enough so that we were able to ship within the 4-week time frame that we had, even on massive orders. So that's what we have to do. But, right now we've got a perfect storm, Alex, in terms of what's going on in our country. We are having one major newsworthy disaster right after another, to the point where people are almost getting to the point where they're desensitized, and it's a real distraction from what really needs to go on. You know, we look at what's going on with the tornadoes and all of the disasters, and you notice that we're not coming out telling people, oh, you got to get prepared for disasters and doing all this ambulance chasing. Here's the point. You and I have been talking for years telling people that if they will just take care of the one thing they have control of. You see, people are scared right now because of all the disasters that are going on and the economic crash and the dollar going down the toilet and Washington making absolutely horrendous decisions with regard to our lives. But the fact is that they have no control over those things. The families don't know whether an earthquake's going to hit them, whether the government's going to do something weird, or whether we're going to have a situation occur that they can do nothing about, and they're concerned about panic. The message is, don't panic. Don't worry. Just do what Alex has been telling you for all these years, and if you take care of you have no control over all that stuff. You're a victim of circumstance if you happen to be sitting in the wrong place. And nobody knows whether they're going to be sitting in the wrong place tomorrow. Very simply, if you will take care of the one thing you have control over, you have control over your greatest dependency, food. And if you want to be fearless, what you do is you eliminate a dependency that's threatened, and you take control of that which you have power over.
By the way,
all of these events that are going on that make it appear that people don't have any control over their destiny, very simply they do. If you get a supply of food in, then you have taken care of all of the events that could occur or the things that you can't predict, and you're safe and you're fearless from all that stuff.
Well,
it's an interesting concept, isn't it, Alex?
No, it is. I mean, here's the bottom line. The feds do everything they can to shut down family farms, ranches. Their admission is they want us dependent. They don't want third world countries being independent. The globalists are mafia dons. They have a sharecropper owner mentality. And you notice in the internal government documents and executive orders for decades, they demonize hoarders, people that store food, people that have firearms, people that have water filters, people that live in rural areas and want to be off the grid. There's a lot of demonization of that because you're strong. You're independent. When they try major power grabs, they know you're going to be the people that folks then respect and look to. But suddenly, the last 5 years, they've had this, you know, government program, you know, get ready. And, oh, have 1 week of food and water. That way, when everything totally implodes, they can say, well, we told you have a week of food and water. And meanwhile, government is hoarding and preparing. I hope we never have to use this stuff, but it's insurance you can eat. The bottom line is, folks, you need to be as self-sufficient as you can be, whether it's tornadoes, Katrina, depression, wars, all this stuff that's going on. You can see the acceleration of this, and the last thing they want is for you to be self-sufficient. They're scared to death of it. Now, Steve, we're almost out of time here. I know that you are running a special, and thanks for giving us that news on where food prices are going. Briefly, what is the inflation you've seen the last 4 years? You know, dead reckoning number. And then tell us about the buy three, get the fourth free special that you're running right now.
Well, the inflation that we've seen for the last little bit, your listeners know about that, but what's going to happen is that we're presently, just to give you some real value, we've got over 50 million families that are on food stamps. That means that they can't afford to buy food. A vast majority of those people are still employed. That means that millions and millions of Americans every month are falling behind the ability to even afford food. Gas prices are continuing to shove the prices of food up, and as we have these disasters that shut down farmland, we're not going to have production, and we've also got commodities buyers, as you just mentioned on some of those news articles that you referred to, that commodities buyers are buying up food and farms. That's the big investment. So,
and they're putting a lot of the corn and things into ethanol.
Now, here's the thing. eFoods Direct has not had a price increase since last October. So very simply, the families that are putting food in right now, as we speak, are freezing their prices of food at last year's prices. The other thing that they're doing, we talked about availability, it's disappearing. That's why we're telling people to do exactly what we're doing to supply them. We're buying out ahead. If these families will have the common sense to freeze the availability of their food by putting it in their possession, they will completely solve the issues and the problems of all these other disasters. The very simple fact is that what we've done, even though there hasn't been a price increase since last year, we've set things up on a program where if they buy three of the food packages that are qualified for this program, they will get another one, a fourth one, absolutely free.
All right, listen, we're out of time.
Time to put in the food at last year's prices and freeze the availability and freeze the price of the food.
All right, Steve, we're out of time. Here's the number, 800-409-5633. I believe in this, folks. It's common sense. 800-409-5633 or the letter E, foodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com. Banners up at prisonplanet.com, infowars.com. That's 800-409-5633. You can also call and get a free catalog. And also, you're a great sponsor to us. You helped get the message of liberty out. Steve Shank wrote the book on modern, storable, high-quality foods, and they've got the best-tasting, longest-lasting out there. It's fresh, not 10-year-old crud. 800-409-5633, eatfoodsdirect.com. Steve, thank you for joining us.
Take care, Alex. Thank you.
We're going to come back with your call, some of the folks that were at the storming of the Texas Capitol yesterday.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products, but increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water, and because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
What if you could enjoy a refreshing cigarette without worrying about your health? Great news! Now you can enjoy everything you love about a cigarette without everything you hate. It's called the VaporMate e-cig, and it's made by Smokeaway, so you know it's good. VaporMate utilizes patented microelectronic technology that mixes rich tobacco flavor with harmless water vapor. It tastes like a cigarette, smokes like a cigarette, and best of all, it calms you down like a cigarette should. And if you call in the next 30 minutes, we'll give you your VaporMate e-cig kit valued at $129 free. No more secondhand smoke, smelly clothes, hacking and coughing. Just the great flavor and calming sensation of a real cigarette you can smoke anywhere. Claim your VaporMate when you get your tobacco-flavored filters free. A $129 value, yours free. Imagine the money you'll save each month. But you must call now.
Call 888-444-6625. That's 888-444-6625. Again, 888-444-6625.
All right, we got former Congressman Bob Barr fighting the total police state New World Order takeover coming up for 20 minutes of the next hour. Then I'll continue with calls. Karen, Nancy, Mary, Ronnie. I'm going to start going to you guys right now. And I specifically want to hear from folks that were at the rally, the storming of the Texas Capitol, as the Texas media has called it. I was going to have my guys put an article up calling it storming the Capitol, but thought better of it. But that's what the media basically went with. Great job getting in there and standing up to these thugs. And big victory exposing Dewhurst as the Obama operative he is. Karen in Texas, you were there. What'd you think?
Hello?
Yes.
Yes, Alex, I was at the rally yesterday, and I think it was really worthwhile, and you did a great job. I thought it was hilarious that the fellow that arrested you, 10, 11 years ago, was the same one that was there at the Capitol as well.
14 years ago, 1997.
Yeah. In any case, I wanted to call for a T-shirt bomb today. Everyone that's listening, go to InfoWars, because that's one thing I noticed at the Capitol, that a lot of people had the T-shirts on, like Legalize Freedom and Tyranny Response Team. So I'm calling for a T-shirt bomb for Alex today. Go to InfoWars. Just buy one T-shirt and wear it. Wear it everywhere. And the other thing I wanted to say was, last time I went to work, I pulled my car. You always feel so alone in this, in this game fighting tyranny. I pulled my car into the parking lot, and the car beside me had an InfoWars sticker on. And I just put a little note on his car saying, yes, right on. And we've got to put our bumper stickers on our cars, too. We've got to forget the fear. Forget the fear and just do it.
Sure, sure. And great points, Karen. Your check's in the mail. Thank you. Make your own T-shirt with a stencil with, Legalize Freedom. Put a Ron Paul sticker. You don't even have to have InfoWars. It's this solidarity that we're awake. We know about the globalists. Great job, Karen, and a great meeting yesterday. Nancy in Texas. Then Mary, Jennifer, a lot of ladies calling. Nancy, welcome.
Hello.
Hi.
I had a little fear going down there yesterday, and I was so heartened by the warm reception that we got from everybody at the Capitol.
Yeah, nobody likes having hands stuck down their pants, but Black Ops Commander David Dewhurst.
Nobody seemed perturbed by us being there and being so loud, and it was wonderful. It was very heartening, and I do commend all the officers that were there. That's the way we like it.
And I'm sorry, go ahead.
I noticed that Channel 24's coverage this afternoon only showed two protesters being removed from the Senate chambers. Didn't show anything about all the people that were there.
Yeah, there was about, 100 inside, and we'd all split off and mill around to different offices, and then the media would like shoot a shot of myself standing towards the crowd, but show no one behind me instead of showing the crowd in front of me. So they did do little tricks. They also took video stills in all the major papers of the most unflattering shots of myself screaming. But overall, it was still pretty positive talking to the crew here that watched the local news and watching some of the local news pieces myself. I've got some I'll play later. And unanimous, the House voted unanimously to say no. I know why the police have riots sometimes. The police get into a mob psychology. Even good cops sometimes get a little wild when they're dealing with riot control. We started, getting a little wild, and somebody's like, there they are, as we start screaming, and it's the House that we're screaming at, traitor, traitor, traitor. But you know what? We're on the floor. We're on the arena floor, and so obviously we're going to charge around like wild hyenas and rhinoceros, but then we regrouped and then went after the Senate. The point is, the message has been served, and great job to the House. It was great meeting you, Nancy. Anything else?
I have a quick question. Where did they get the authority? Where does the TSA get the authority to override state law? I want to know what.
Ma'am, they get it. Where did Hitler get the authority to invade Poland and France? It's on record that the regulation they cite does not give them that authority. They don't have it federal or state.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.